You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. A Northeast Louisiana police officer has been arrested after a man accused him of police brutality. Monroe police officer Jared DeSager was arrested Saturday and booked into jail in Monroe on charges of malfeasance in office and second-degree battery. Local news outlets report DeSager is accused of beating up Timothy Williams in April after he tried to run from police and then surrendered. Williams accused as many as 8 officers of punching and kicking him after he was arrested. The Monroe Police Department says it has also placed 4 other officers on leave. The city says investigators have not yet concluded whether the unnamed officers used too much force. Video from body cams worn by officers at the time of the arrest is being reviewed. Attorneys for Williams are urging transparency from the city of Monroe. 2 different protests that took place in downtown Tyler, Texas yesterday turned ugly as supporters for Back the Blue and supporters for Portland protests clashed as each side started arguing about politics and other issues. According to the Tyler Morning Telegraph, Democratic congressional candidate Hank Gilbert, who is challenging incumbent Congressman Republican Louis Gohmert, held the original Portland protest rally scheduled for 2 p.m., but a Back the Blue rally in support of police started on the downtown square earlier at 12:30 p.m. It's reported that as Gilbert spoke, a large crowd waving Trump signs and a Confederate flag approached where Gilbert and others were speaking, and after the Portland protest speakers concluded, arguments began along with pushing, and some punches were reported as being thrown. Each side is blaming the other, and police were contacted and took statements. No word on any arrests as yet. This past March, Congress passed the $2.2 trillion CARES Act to help Americans and U.S. businesses after cities began locking down due to COVID-19. Included in the package was additional unemployment aid for people who lost their jobs because of the pandemic. And unless Congress passes an extension or a new plan, that extra funding officially ends July 31st. But for many Texans, their $600 payments have already stopped over the weekend. Those receiving unemployment insurance will no longer get an additional $600 each week. Eric Samuels heads the Texas Homeless Network and is urging lawmakers to both pass an extension and make rental relief funds available. Samuels says without these steps, many people will lose their housing.
We're worried about the population of people experiencing homelessness increasing by up to 40, maybe even higher, 40% or higher, which would increase the population to over 40,000 Texans experiencing homelessness.
Samuels wants the Texas Supreme Court to issue another statewide eviction moratorium. The Arkansas Department of Health reports 38,623 COVID-19 cases and 401 total deaths. The number of hospitalizations is 480. Louisiana has 107,574 cases, 3,651 deaths reported. There are 1,557 hospitalized. Texas reports more than 381,000 cases, 5,038 related deaths, and 10,075 hospitalizations. This is Red River Radio.